SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Heading into the weekend, relief efforts for people impacted by Hurricanes Milton and Helene still kicking into high gear, while FEMA and other government agencies are still struggling to deliver aid. Christian charities like Samaritan's Purse being bolstered by volunteer workers from churches and community groups. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Samaritan's Purse President Franklin Graham says there are still a lot of long days ahead.
We need those volunteers. Pray for us. Pray that we will be strong, focused. You know, people are getting tired.
Right.
But I tell you what, this is what God has called us to do. This is what we were born to do. And we're just going to keep doing it and have joy doing it. I love what I do. Wouldn't want to change a thing.
Franklin Graham's full interview will be broadcast tomorrow on radio stations nationwide and on Salem News Channel starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Also at srnnews.com, since Israel launched its ground movement into Lebanon, Israeli forces and Hezbollah terrorists have clashed along the border with Lebanese army largely on the sidelines.
As Israeli troops had made their first forays across the border and Hezbollah responded with rocket fire, Lebanese soldiers withdrew from observation posts and moved around 4 miles back. On Friday, a spokesperson said 2 Lebanese soldiers were killed and 3 others wounded in an Israeli strike that hit a building near a Lebanese army checkpoint in Kafra, Bint Jabil province. And on October 3, a Lebanese soldier was killed and another injured in an Israeli strike in Tabeh during rescue operations. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
And this is SRN News. A lot of kids are getting sex change operations.
According to a database compiled by the group Do No Harm, nearly 6,000 children under the age of 18 underwent what is euphemistically called sex reassignment operations over the last 5 years. It cost a lot of money. The group reports those operations, along with puberty-blocking drug prescriptions, generated about $120 million for doctors and hospitals. Do No Harm is a coalition of healthcare professionals seeking to keep identity politics out of medicine. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Following a number of court battles, the list of states where abortion will be on the November ballot finally set at 9. Now in Missouri and South Dakota, the measures would undo current bans on abortion at all stages of pregnancy. In Florida, it would lift a ban that kicks in after 6 weeks. This is SRN News. Democrats are worried that Vice President Kamala Harris failing to make inroads with men in the final weeks of the presidential campaign. The latest on that story from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
A string of polls out this week shows that while Harris is outperforming former President Trump with women, she's not moving the needle with male voters, in some cases trailing the former president by more than a dozen points in battleground state polls. This week, a New York Times Siena College survey of likely male voters showed Trump with a sizable lead nationally, 51% to 40% over Harris. Democratic strategists have also sounded the alarm that she needs to increase her numbers with black and Latino men if she wants to defeat Trump, who has increased his numbers with both voting blocs. A USA Today Suffolk University poll, also out earlier this week, showed that in the battleground state of Arizona, 51% of Latino men between the ages of 18 and 34 support Trump, while 39% back Harris. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.